So if we just go on coronavirus, we'll just do a roundup. Lorraine, do you want to kick off?
Everything seems all back to beginning to feel back to some normality anyway, and things moving in the right direction, certainly more people about, and it's nice to see the caravan site back opened up and people there and coming back, so that's nice. Nothing. I think there was some trouble with the wild campers and things in different areas over the last few weeks, and yeah, it might have been good to have the rangers and volunteers and things maybe up and ready a wee bit sooner than they were to kind of help assist with that, but you know, that's one of these things, but hopefully things will improve, and as restrictions are lifted, then hopefully things won't be so bad with wild campers and things.
Okay, and children back at school and nursery and what have you, that's all?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, everybody's back to normal now, so I think some of the children at school are doing the lateral flow tests if they want to do them. They're doing them twice a week, so
Okay, Elaine?
No, I've got nothing else to add to Lorraine's, just I agree with everything she's saying, yeah, it's lovely to see it.
You're able to keep your business going okay?
Yeah. I can only have one customer at a time, unfortunately, but hopefully that will get back soon as well.
Okay, Jane?
No, I don't have anything else to add, no.
What's the situation with Felde Roo, Jane? Are they officially wound up now, or are they still...
Yeah, that's officially finished. We've just got to sort out the money now, find out how much is left, and then they'll go back to the funders, especially Griffin Wind Farm, and give them back whatever. I don't know, they're talking maybe a ring fence and some of it, just in case, but the chances of it happening again should be remote. Now, everybody's had their second jabs, and so yeah, it's basically wound down.
I guess the only risk is if some new variant appears and we're back to, you know, that's the only, which is theoretical, unlikely, but possible.
Yeah, well, they did say they would talk to the funders about if they were happy with them ring fence and some of the money, and then they'll give the rest back, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Val?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Okay. Karen? Hello, Karen. Okay, we're not getting Karen.
Hello.
Peter, where are you? Oh, sorry. Is that you, Karen?
Hey.
We're not picking you up, Karen. Okay, so we'll leave Karen for now. Xander, have you got anything from your perspective?
Not especially, to be honest. We're obviously just working our way through second vaccines. The vaccine supply is slightly restricted at the moment, as people will be aware. So in terms of, we're just reliant on whenever we get supply, we can get it out there. As fast as possible. There is ongoing planning for all of this. In general, how we manage the next phases of the rollout, because obviously some age groups, mine and others, have not yet had a first dose. So we're also looking at whether, so there is ongoing planning in case we have to do boosters in the autumn, and for an enhanced flu vaccine program in the autumn-winter period. So there's a lot going on in that.
Oh, and back. Sorry, my computer's in and out.
Karen, if we get you to put yourself on mute for a moment, and I'll come back to you after Xander.
I don't really have an awful lot else to add at the moment. I think just... things are continuing. We've got a lot of volunteers helping run the vaccination centres, which are really positive. And if people can offer any time for those things, that's greatly appreciated. It does take off significant pressure off council services, which means that we can continue to deliver certain council services that we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. So there is a knock-on benefit to the wider community for people able to free up some time to assist in those activities. But other than that, things are going relatively well. Obviously, return to school has been going well. And obviously, the the levels in the communities in Perth and Kinross is still low. We're actually now, yesterday anyway, we were slightly above the national average, but that's just because we've now got to a stage where the numbers are so low that actually a household in one community can be, you know, a spike basically. And, you know, I'm aware of that's causing the rise in numbers because we're dealing with very small population numbers compared to, say, Glasgow or Edinburgh. One or two families can cause the spike in numbers. So it's not really, there is no concerns from a public health point of view around our current situation. So yeah, generally all pretty positive. The vaccination effort continues, and we hope that vaccine supply opens up again to a point where we can start pushing ahead with down the age groups faster again.
Okay, thank you, Xander. I think there was 3 cases reported in Tayside today. So that's very low indeed. I have a name.
Sorry, I was just going to say, Victor, there was only one person in hospital in Tayside yesterday with COVID. So, I mean, the numbers are very, very low now, which is really positive. And I can say that there was nobody in a care home in Perth and Kinross with COVID yesterday, which is also really, really positive.
Okay, thank you, Xander. I have some stats here from John Duff. So he's saying 67% of people in PKC have had the first vaccine, 35% have had the second vaccine. So there's not much change to the first one from a month ago. So the emphasis obviously is on the second vaccine at the moment. They're doing 40 to 49 year olds. 46% of them have had their first vaccine. Trying to get everybody vaccinated by the end of July. Everyone over 18, that is. Vaccination centre going well in Pitlochry. 75% of the marshals are volunteers. So that backs up what Xander was saying. And Feldy Rue is wound up, having delivered over 50,000 meals. So he's got a wee bit of a feedback here on the dirty camping as well. So it's relatively quiet recently, probably because of the colder weather. There's been quite a lot of fixed penalty notices in, particularly in Glen Lyon. And recruitment of the Countryside Rangers is ongoing. They've had a lot of applicants and 3 of them are to be based in Highlandperthshire. So that would be quite a good resource to have. Right, can we bring Karen in now? Okay. Can you hear us, Karen?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just now, Karen, yeah.
Can you hear?
So Karen, you're breaking up again, Karen. So we'll put you on mute again for now. So we look at else. Alistair, have you got any views on the wider situation?
I'm just pleased everything is going well. Just wondered, one thing that I was quite interested in was kind of people behaviour with regards to social distancing in outside spaces. And I just wondered what everybody's opinion on that is. Are people keeping safely to social distancing in crowded spaces in perhaps the streets and pavement areas round about the area? I don't know, but I know during part of the when things opened up last year for a while, people perhaps weren't as fastidious with outside social distancing perhaps as they could have been. So I'm just wondering if people are behaving at the moment. And also the last I heard from NHS Tayside with regards to the mobile testing units for asymptomatic, a self-administered test, It was ongoing. And I'm just wondering if there has been evidence of seeing that in Aberfeldy at the community fire station on a Tuesday between 10 and 4.
I've seen somebody talking about those. I'm not sure how much in use they are, or I guess there must be a demand for them if they're here.
But nobody knew. I mean, they were here and nobody knew anything about it the first week they arrived.
Well, see, I was told that they were quite busy the first week they were here.
All right, okay.
But I don't know whether they have been since then. I'm not sure.
I certainly hadn't heard that they were in town, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and a lot of other folk I spoke to, they went, what are you talking about? They didn't know anything about it either.
I'll tell you, told me, it was one of the firemen. It was Ross Mingus.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they were quite busy the first day they were up there.
Right.
But I haven't spoken to him since, so I don't know how busy they've been since.
Oh, that's what the two guys were hanging about the day for. Oh, right, okay.
I was there this morning. And I spoke with them because I have a particular problem with lateral flow tests. And I asked them if they were going to be back next Tuesday. Their schedule overall for the mobile test units only runs up until this coming Sunday. They don't know where or when they will be after Sunday. So the present pattern may change. At the moment, it's Aberfeldy Tuesdays, and Dunkeld on Wednesdays, for example. I was there at about, at about 10 to 11. Sue was there at about 12. I suspect you could have counted the number of people who turned up in that whole period, certainly on no more than two hands. I think the publicity about their presence has been not good.
I agree with that. I don't think a lot of folk did know about it. I mean, maybe some did, but a lot of folk I don't think did. I didn't see any advert. I didn't see anything about it, and you know, on even on Facebook. Maybe I missed it, but I never saw anything.
No, it was. I'm sure it was on Facebook.
All right, okay. I never saw it.
Do we know who's organising this?
Sorry, Victor.
Sorry?
You said, do you know, and then I kind of missed what your comment was.
Sorry, do we know who's organising this?
This was community testing for COVID-19, self-administered PCR tests from NHS Tayside. The community initiative is in partnership with the Scottish Government, NHS Tayside, Dundee Angus and Perth, the Kinross Councils, Scottish Ambulance Service and the British Red Cross to aim to drive down COVID-19 rates by transmission by identifying positive cases more quickly. NHS Tayside did send out a press release with a quote from the director of NHS Tayside Director of Public Health, Dr. Emma Fletcher. Last time I contacted NHS Tayside, they did say it was ongoing because the implication by the press release I got was it was just for 1 week, and we talked about it on air and then realised when we saw the van opposite our studios, realised that it was back for another week. So the last I heard it was ongoing, but as Bill said, if he's heard it's finishing, we'll certainly check that with communications at NHS Tayside. But it's just came out as a press release and we weren't engaged in any advertising for it, or nor have been approached for any advertising for it from NHS.
No posters, no placards. Nothing.
Just on your first point about people behaviour.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have heard various people talking in the streets just about, you know, people who have had their vaccine, supposedly about the things we can do now and the things we can't do. And it's obvious to me that some people are kind of making up their own rules, which is not a good thing. But, you know, I guess there's a certain amount of, so, you know, I guess people want to get back to normal quickly. And, you know, I certainly hear people saying, well, we should be able to do this and we should be able to do that. Well, you know, you're making up that rule yourself. You haven't heard that somewhere. So I guess there'll be a certain amount of confusion. There's a message here coming through from Karen about, we spoke at the last meeting about recording the pandemic. So they're doing this in Pitlochry, getting people's a record of what happened during the pandemic. I did email a number of people about that, including Karen and the Burke Cinema and Aberfeldy Museum. So I haven't really had much feedback to that yet, but it is something we should keep on top of and make sure that we try and see if we can make something off this. I know that Burke Cinema did talk about this very early on, May time last year. They were onto this very quickly. I got a message from Mike at the dump as well. He's keen from a history perspective of capturing all this while we remember the detail of it. But no practical help or suggestions yet. Mary?
Would you like me to ask the cinema board or the cinema, the Anna Beedham, the new director, about it? Will I just pass on that it's being discussed at the community council, and any thoughts about it, or would that be useful? Or
yeah, that would be useful. So I think the key is having people on board who can do things about it and who have capacity. So the cinema are obviously one of the people who have the capacity to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if there's maybe videos or they have means of articulating this.
And then
of course the museum are the other people who can help put in a little bit of context as well. But yeah, a little bit of a nudge would be good. Is that everything on the pandemic? Okay, 3, 2, 1, go on.